Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Sue. Today is April 22nd, 2015. I hope everyone's doing well. And here in Chicago, it's 50-ish degrees and kind of cool, cold, but definitely around the corner is going to be warmer temperatures because spring is coming. So I just wanted to get into a short podcast today and to share with you guys something that is, you know, pretty much on everyone's mind, I think. And that topic is the quickest way to losing body fat. Summer's around the corner as well, and we're all trying to seek some quick way, I think, to shed off some body fat, to look good in our bathing suits, I think. And so that's one of the topics, the main topic, actually, on today's show. Just from last week's show or last time's show, we were talking about the three ways to improve your workouts and be more efficient. And hopefully you guys were able to implement some of those ways. And if you did, go ahead and email me at Eric, E-R-I-C, .su@goality.com and let me know if you did and what kind of outcomes you have been receiving. That'd be great. Let's see here. We're getting to the end of April, and many of my clients are planning ahead in terms of how to approach May, obviously June, and this is in terms of adjusting their diet if they need to because of the new or the seasonal vegetables and fruits that are coming out, as well as how to adjust the workouts, because a lot of them will be venturing out to do outdoor workouts. Just the other day, when I was away in Sacramento last week and left my clients and asked them to get together and do a workout, they decided to head out to a local forest preserve and do a trail workout. And if anyone's ever done a trail workout, there's not a lot of fitness tools out there except maybe benches and so forth, and that's what they used. They were very creative. They were able to use the bench for dips, the bench for push-ups, the bench for step-ups, and they actually shot a little picture to show me that they did it, which was great. And obviously the trail was for the cardio part. That's awesome. And because of the warmer weather coming around the corner, I could see more people doing that. I could see more people getting creative with their workouts. As long as you're putting the effort out there to raise your heart rate, to challenge your muscles, put some demand on them with some simple exercises, I think it's all good. It's really good. Well, let's see here. Like I said, if you have any questions or you want me to answer, actually a new segment that we're going to get started with pretty soon, if there are questions, it's called Ask Eric. And this is your chance to send me an email. Again, eric.sue@goality.com, G-O-A-L-I-T-Y. You can also visit my website or actually go to my Twitter handle, at Eric, and ask me a question there. That's okay, too. I'm on Twitter. And ask away. And as soon as we get these questions, we'll start up a new segment called Ask Eric. Now, something that might come up is questions about whether or not certain things are effective, certain tools are effective, certain exercises are effective, or whatnot. And I'm thinking that it might turn into another segment called Effective or Not. And it might sound similar to Ask Eric, but kind of bundled in, I think. So Share your thoughts, comments, and questions again on Twitter at Goality, G-O-A-L-I-T-Y, or email me at Eric, E-R-I-C dot S-U at Goality.com. All right, so the topic that, or the main topic today was the quickest way to losing body fat. Now, this discussion about body fat, you have to first understand what exactly is body fat. There's good, there's not so good as well. Let's start off with the not so good. Not so good body fat is when your body is in a state where you have less lean muscle mass and above and beyond the normal body fat on your body. So you can grab it, pinch it. Most people will go right to the love handles or waist and pinch that section. And I guess you can call that body fat. Well, it definitely is body fat. Some people have a lot. Some people have a little. And the main idea is that, you know, many of us want to get rid of it. And let's see. The bad of it is like there's visceral fat that's around the abdominal muscle area and stomach fat that, and some studies have shown to be harmful. I forget the exact cause relationship, but abdominal fat can be harmful. Well, we all have to be aware of it. The best way to determine body fat, there are several ways. One of them is hydrostatic body pod testing. You submerge yourself in water, and through that test, you can determine your body fat percentage. Another way, I prefer using the electrical stimulation units that you hold in your hands, and it will determine your body fat based on height, weight, and age. And how that machine usually works is the electrical stimulation of the unit will circuit through your hands. The faster that stimulation goes through, the lower your body fat. The slower, which is impedance of that electrical stimulation, that basically means you have a high body fat count. I use it all the time, and it's more about if you use it consistently versus how accurate it is. You know, there's a plus or minus 3 to most units, and it's a pretty good way to measure body fat. Many of you may even have body fat analyzers on your scales that you step on. Those are pretty good as well, using the same principles as the hand version. And then there's always these calipers where people who are skilled will grab, pinch, and measure body fat on your body. Good and bad of that version, yeah. Make sure you find someone who knows what they're doing, and be sure to measure in a similar position. Make sure the person measures the same spot again in the future for consistency purposes. So, the good of body fat is that it is a protector. Let's just talk about the benefits for a second. The body's way of protecting yourself is through body fat. And so, you know, we need some body fat. Ranges real quick here include anything over 30 would be obese, and anything below 28, I believe, is the range to about 22, 23, and that range is normal. Anything under 22 and below is athlete-like. So I think general ranges specifically for men. Anything under 18 is super, super good. Anywhere between 20 and 23 is normal average. And then anything over 25 in general for men, it's considered getting there to the obese range. I forget, 25, 28, a little bit over that. But 30 definitely is a good marker for overweight for men. Women generally would stay around the 23, 24, 25 range is average, maybe 26, 27 in that range for some people's scales. And then again, over 30 is obese. And then anything under 21 for women is pretty good, athlete-like. So getting all that out of the way, the answer to the question of the quickest way to losing body fat, the surefire way I keep telling people is that your body retains body fat when the body senses any toxic or foreign substance in the body. Now, we all eat some sort of fat. There's good fats and bad fats. That's another discussion. But your body will retain body fat because of the state of your body. Again, when your body is in a self-defense mode, which means you're ingesting toxic foods, or your body is toxic, which means it has a lot of chemicals and preservatives in it, your body will remain in that state. And so the quickest way to release body fat is to help your self-defense mechanism turn off with respect to toxic chemicals in your foods, processed foods, and so forth. And so the way to go about it is, well, let's find some unprocessed, let's find some whole foods, let's find some clean foods that we can put in our body, fuel our body, drink a lot of water to help your kidneys, flush out any toxins in your liver, flush out any toxins. And so we can help your body turn off its self-defense mechanisms, and in doing so, help your body release the unwanted fat. Now, some of you may be thinking, wow, isn't he talking about a detox? Well, yes and no. Yes, it is considered a detox when we are not eating toxic foods, chemical-laden foods, processed foods. So you could say, on one hand, yeah, we are removing our toxin, so yes, it is a detox. At the same time, though, this is a lifestyle. Let's remember, eating a certain way, dressing a certain way, walking a certain way, it's a lifestyle. And we have to remember that doing it consistently matters. That's what I call the slight edge. And if anyone wants to look into that concept of the slight edge, whole philosophy, check out Jeff Olson, and the website is theslightedge.org, I believe. But I digress. The biggest thing here is that the quickest way to lose body fat is to keep your body clean as possible, away from toxic foods. Now, some of us on the spectrum of how toxic versus untoxic vary. So you have to go back and assess what you're putting in your body. And a real quick tip, if you are lacking in fruits and vegetables, boy, do those help with detoxing your system as well. And I know everyone eats fruits and vegetables, but it boils down to the quantity of what you eat. All right, I'll leave it at that. And I just have a few more minutes on the show. It goes pretty quick, but I just wanted to give you a quick podcast today. Now, share this with your friends. Let them know about this. Again, my plan is to be able to do these weekly, if not every other week. And share with us or share with me your topics, suggestions, ideas, questions, comments, and we'll get back to you. In the future, I plan to have hosts or guests as well, and hopefully you'll enjoy those as well as we grow this podcast. All right. Had a great time. Hope you did too. Have a great day.